被誉为世界第一秀的神韵演出，从本周四开始将在林肯中心登场，为纽约观众带来2016年的全新节目。从去年的12月22号开始，神韵2016全球巡回演出已经在北美多个城市的票房出现了一票难求的盛况，相信在纽约也会掀起一股神韵热。根据主办方介绍，16、17号两天三场的演出已经爆满。另外，为了欢迎神韵回到总部纽约，近百位纽约州和纽约市的各级政要为神韵发来了褒奖和贺信。为神韵发来贺信的纽约政要包括美国联邦参议员舒默、露天娜，国会众议员纳德勒、孟昭文、马洛尼、唐诺凡、安格尔、斯蒂芬尼克、杰弗里斯、维勒贵斯等。联邦参议员舒默在贺信中说，在你们庆祝神韵艺术团成立10周年之际，请接受我最热情的问候与祝贺。神韵艺术团是纽约、全美国以至全世界的艺术食粮，我为你们通过音乐和舞蹈来启迪教育我们所做出的不断努力而鼓掌喝彩。国会议员纳德勒说，神韵艺术团拥有传统训练的舞蹈演员，东西乐器合璧的乐团和光彩夺目的动态背景天幕，他们用古老的传说和现代英雄故事讲述了中华5000年的历史。华裔国会议员孟昭文在信中表示，神韵艺术团轻快活泼的音乐、引人注目的舞蹈和缤纷绚烂的服饰都是一种充满活力的表演艺术和文化，演出中的这种原创表演将令很多观众着迷。联邦参议员露天娜则说，我为神韵所取得的成就向各成员表示赞扬，恭贺这里程碑式的周年纪念，并欢迎你们回到自己的家纽约。国会议员汉娜·马洛尼、纽约州众议员萨里托·伦托、纽约州参议员弗拉纳根·拉瓦列等也纷纷为神韵艺术团签署了褒奖状。总部在纽约的神韵艺术团致力于恢复在中国大陆已经失去的中华神传文化。自2006年成立以来，吸纳了世界各地的顶级艺术家，特别是神韵特有的中国古典舞训练系统及古老美声唱法，培养出了众多世界顶级中国古典舞艺术家和美声唱法歌唱家。目前神韵已经有4个同等大小的艺术团，包括神韵交响乐团在内，每年大约走访全球20个国家、100个城市的顶级剧院。新唐人记者李兰、李凯文，纽约报道。
经过了整整一年的等待，神韵艺术团再次回到了位于曼哈顿上西城的纽约林肯艺术中心与观众见面。从今天开始一直到这个周日，整整4天5场的演出，神韵的门票已经基本快销售一空。那么今年也是神韵艺术团成立10周年，有的观众说呀，神韵艺术团的演出一年比一年更精彩，所以您不要错过机会。晚间的演出从7:30开始，持续2个多小时。神韵的艺术家带着观众在中华5000年的文明历史间穿梭，令观众兴奋不已。
It's beautiful. It's absolutely breathtaking. Honestly, the colors and the dancing and the messages are really what's speaking to me tonight.
Kind of takes you away in a different world.
神韵在舞台上主要呈现的是中国古典舞、民间舞和民族舞蹈，艺术家们的精湛表演给观众们留下了深刻印象。
It's very inspiring. It's very massive, well organized, and you know, just visually very beautiful.
I wish I could say that I could dance like the beautiful dancers I'm seeing tonight.
神韵的现场交响乐伴奏韵味独特，融合了东西方乐器的精华，给观众创造了全新的绝美享受。
Yeah, I really like that.
接下来的3天，神韵在林肯中心还有4场演出，并且为了满足众多观众的需求，神韵艺术团将在今年3月再度回到林肯中心演出12场，精彩可期。新唐人记者李大宇、宋生化，纽约采访报道。
神韵纽约艺术团14号开始了在纽约林肯中心大卫霍克剧院4天5场的演出。与此同时，神韵艺术团另外3个团也同时在全美各地为观众呈现2016年的全新巨制。一起来看一下神韵近期的巡回演出的行程。
从去年12月22号，神韵纽约艺术团在休斯顿市首场演出开始，神韵就以全新的节目拉开了2016年度在全球巡回演出的大幕。到昨天，神韵4个团已经走过了美国8个州、15个城市，完成了63场演出。 除了今晚在纽约林肯中心演出的神韵纽约艺术团，神韵另外三个同等大小包含神韵交响乐团在内的艺术团也同时在北美巡回演出的途中。其中神韵巡回艺术团将在亚特兰大从15到17号演出四场，神韵国际艺术团在佛罗里达州的杰克逊威尔从16到17号进行两场演出，神韵世界艺术团也是从16到17号在加州的 Fresno 演出三场。除了北美之外，神韵还将去往亚洲、欧洲、澳洲和中美洲，为当地观众呈现5000年中华神传文化的精彩和辉煌。更多城市的演出信息，请查阅神韵的官方网站。新唐人记者李兰，纽约报道。
I really, really loved the show. I know there's so much devotion and culture and history far beyond anything the show could show us in a little bit amount of time, but I can tell it's definitely an amazing culture. It showed me a lot more than I knew.
Zach 表示，神韵演出揭示在中国大陆正在发生的宗教迫害，深深触动了他。
I think the thing that made the deepest impression on me is the religious and political situation going on in China right now. I didn't know that people, like I've heard about people getting prosecuted, but I didn't know it was to that level. And, you know, in Western culture, we're allowed to believe whatever we want. We have freedom of belief. Whereas it's so contrast to China where meditating or something in public would actually get youprosecute, and that's just crazy to me.
Zach 表示，他将向人们讲述神韵表现的信仰、创世主及希望。
I'm definitely there's lots of encouragement. There's lots of seeing beauty in natural things. There's definitely lots of, especially for the last song that they were singing. There's lots of hope for what's going to happen next. It's just having the right mind about it and not being bitter. I want to say I'm probably going to talk about the.Theology and the creator and all that stuff that they portrayed in the show.
Zach 不仅期待下一季的神韵演出，还建议对同一演出也必须多看几遍。
It was a fantastic show. I can't wait to see what they do next year. There's so many colors and music and movements and everything's just so visually amazing.You move your eyes one time to look at something and you miss something else, so it's almost like you have to come back and see the show multiple times. It's just so amazing.
新唐人记者万英、陈雷，美国密西根州大吉流程采访报道。
1月12号，美国神韵巡回艺术团在美国田纳西州洛克斯维尔市进行了首场演出，观众对神韵赞不绝口。在美国生活工作了10年的徐先生夫妇表示，能在美国看到这么好的中国传统文化演出，感到十分的欣慰。
第一次看神韵，非常好。我以前一直听说神韵，但是没亲身体会到，现在看以后，真的身临其境，非常看到这个中国传统文化博大精深的在舞台上表现，我感到特别在外国吧，我感到很骄傲，作为中国人。
徐女士也很喜欢神韵，并希望外国人能够更多的了解中国文化。
对，我也觉得这样非常好，特别是在国外，这样能够宣扬中国的文化，让美国人和外国人都能够更多的了解中国的文化，了解实实在在中国文化，这是非常好的，我们很喜欢看得很好。
谈到中国的现状和面临的一些问题，徐先生认为用舞蹈的方式来表现非常的好，
真的能代表中国的一些文化精髓啊，还宣传这些中国的一些现实的一些传统的一些碰到一些问题都表现出来，我很高兴用通过舞蹈啊、歌啊这种表现出来，我觉得很高兴看到这些变成非常精彩。
新唐人记者万英、陈雷，美国田纳西州洛克斯维尔市采访报道。化学工程师温露先生喜欢神韵展现的大法大道，而陆太太最欣赏神韵表现的人的尊严和自由。
I really enjoy the show, and because I enjoy the Shen Yun means divine feeling, and I like that, and I like Da Fa, you know, the fallen Da Fa, which means, you know, it's a great way, and I like the way that it's the great way, and I'm a strong believer in the divine way, and I just feel that this show is so important to the world.
It's up to the individual interpretation, but we all desire freedom above everything else. And perhaps that was the underlining thing that I appreciated most about it, is that it's the human dignity and the human freedom.
And you know, you can choose to believe in the divine way, or you can choose not to. And I like that. That's the way it should be. And so that nothing should be forced on anybody. They should be free to believe like they want to.
It's a cultural event, and they should see it to appreciate dance, music, and the culture, and to see a part of a past of dignity that we don't see as much of in today's world.
They can see a divine culture that's presented in this way that will make them wake up to the fact that they need to connect with the Almighty God and the divine, so that things will be better and the world will be better and be more peaceful, and that everybody should come and see the show. And maybe our world changed for the better, because we are going in the wrong direction. We're losing our humanity and free choice.
It's unbelievable. It was fantastic, just fantastic. I'd recommend it for anyone.
新唐人记者万英、陈雷，美国田纳西州诺克斯维尔市采访报道。